to appear at a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, part of Congress's review of the Justice Department's budget request. But lawmakers on the panel could quiz the Attorney General about timing of the report's release and evidence he saw to conclude President Trump did not obstruct justice.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's Election Day in Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to hang on to his title for a fifth term as Israelis go to the polls today. It's been a tight race with Benny Gantz, a former Israeli military chief, as Netanyahu's main challenger.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The University of Virginia wins the men's college basketball championship, beating Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime. It's the Cavaliers' first ever national basketball title. This is Fox News.
Some morning show hosts are nothing more than corporate puppets. Well, that's not true in this case. The people that host this morning show are corporate Muppets. Say good morning to Greg Budell.
Hey, old Kermit the Frog here. I always wanted to do that.
Jay Scott.
Ah, that knee.
Emily Hayes. Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Waka waka.
And Rich Thomas.
I'm a Pisces. I love long walks on the beach, volcanoes. Wait a minute. Who put my dating profile on the prompter?
To quote a very wise man. Feasty binder, do first ink-dippy-dick morning chew. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo!
How about some quick reviews for us? Like for me, Greg Goodell.
You are a madman.
Jay Scott.
You're phenomenal.
Emily Hayes.
You're gorgeous.
And of course, Rich Thomas. I think you've got everybody covered there. It's 3 minutes past 7 o'clock. Let's start the hour with Rich's forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Much of the River Region dry at the moment, but we do see some showers farther to the north portions of Coosa, Chilton County, and there was some north of Lake Martin a little while ago as well. There'll be some scattered showers around from time to time today, and especially at their peak later on when the ground heats up, threat of some thunderstorms as well. Nothing severe today. High temperature up to about 78. Risk of a few spotty showers tonight. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, a warm, nice spring day. Really the best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine high around 84. Thursday's not bad. Breezy, warm, high around 84 again. Risk of a line of showers and storms moving through the state at some point. From, let's say, before dawn Friday through early Friday, there's going to be a line of showers and storms to deal with. For us, Friday's high around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around Saturday, but I'm worried about Sunday with a potential severe weather threat developing. We've been talking about this for several days now. So stay weather aware, and we'll continue to keep you up to date on the potential for severe weather Sunday. Right now, calm winds, 94% humidity, cloudy skies, 65 at 7:04.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
MPB stands for Montgomery Paint and Body. Perhaps you heard of them. They're not a fly-by-night organization. They've not been around for 4 years. They've been around for over 30 years because I know somebody that has been taking their vehicles there for over 3 decades. And it's because of their reliability, their thoroughness, the way they take care of their customer, the way they handle business, the way they deal with the insurance company. Montgomery Paint and Body. They're amazing. It's Donnie Turner and son Brandon and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body that it's their attention to detail. Not only the damage you can see on your vehicle, but they go beyond that. You know, what's behind that panel that could be wrong? What's, you know, let's take that let's take the bumper off and find out what's going on there, and let's check under the chassis as well, because their attention to thoroughness is absolutely amazing. When you get your car back, it's detailed, and it makes you smile, because not only is your car fixed, it looks like it just came off the showroom floor. Give them a call, 27-WRECK with the W, or you can go by and see them off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane, or, you know, just give them a call if you get a chance. 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Is everybody ready for random facts?
No.
Oh, I was going to say
yes. You're not
yes.
taking advice.
No.
Have you got the station on?
No.
Okay. Got a few minutes yet to deal with that. I say now at 7:06, let's see if we can recruit some business for Donnie Turner and the gang at MPB with Mr. Malaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 7 o'clock hour, and things are looking pretty good out on the roads. We don't see any problems on the interstates. They're rolling along at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, there's a lot of traffic going with you, but it's stop and go at the traffic lights. No major hassles. If you're coming out of Prattville or Wetumpka, we don't see any delays for you this morning. If you work in the downtown area, give yourself a little bit of extra time to get into work today because portions of Madison Avenue are closed for a movie shoot. We're already seeing a lot of traffic over on Columbus Street as people go in through the back way. Watch out. The closures are around City Hall and the RSA Tower. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you're registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
News of the weird.
Before I go to the monster, I don't know if you guys heard that the new governor of Florida suspended or fired the Broward County Sheriff, who was in the middle of that whole parking tragedy.
It took this long?
It took a governor with the guts to do it. Look, you know, a friend of mine is a teacher at that school, and there was tremendous support to get rid of this guy because they had opportunities to lock that guy up or at least bring him in for evaluation. They just kept picking him up and sending him 19 times
right
before he went back to the school and did what he did. Now he's a candidate for the chief of police in Opa-locka, Florida.
Oh, really?
I can't think of a better place to send him. He'll be very
Where's
busy.
Where's that at?
Opa-locka has the extinction of being the one place left in South Florida where you can park your blimp in or your Zeppelin. They actually have, there's a Navy base there, yeah. And it's still used from time to time as an airfield. It was often host to air shows and stuff like that. They had this enormous triangular-shaped building, very long, that was big enough to park the Led Zeppelin. Or the Hindenburg, something that big.
Yeah. Well, there's still a
need. The humanity.
There's still a need for. There's still. Zeppelins still cover sports events, right? And stuff.
Yeah. Well, the blimp. I did a lot of work with Goodyear, and you know, you've had the benefit. I've done my show from the Whale blimp in Chicago. That was the coolest thing. The SeaWorld blimp. And for 2 hours I'm doing it. It's hard to do because it's loud. The windows are open and the propellers are right outside the windows. So doing a talk show was kind of tough, but they went wherever I asked them to go. So we were all over. We went over Kaminsky Park while there was a game on. That was cool. We went up Lakeshore Drive. We went out by O'Hare's Airport.
They're quiet, aren't they? I mean, are they sort of quiet?
Well, I wouldn't, when I say loud, it's one thing to sit there with the propeller spinning outside because the window is open. Uh-huh. What's cool is it's like going for a 30 mile an hour cruise in your car at 2,000 feet. Mm-hmm. It is so smooth. Mm. It is one of the, you feel so safe.
I took a few rides on the Wind Creek blimp that was, they parked it over at Danley Field. Got into it. Flew over Montgomery, flew over the radio station, flew over the Riverwalk.
Probably at about 2,000 feet, right?
Oh, yeah. It was nice. It was really, it was loud, like you said.
We were...
Windows are open, propellers.
We flew over neighborhoods, houses with pools in the backyard. We saw partial nudity.
And then coming in for a landing, seeing like the grounds crew grabbing the ropes and everything.
I called that blimp rodeo. I did a TV feature on that. See, what you don't understand, Emily.
Oh, please. I love when here's the, here's, start with what you don't understand.
Here's the difference between
a blimp ride here and a blimp ride in South Florida. Here, if a blimp was passing overhead, somebody would cover themselves. You know, if the blimp was directly overhead.
Here,
in Florida, they run out and do this. You know?
I was gonna say, here, nobody's outside to even have to cover themselves. They're already covered if they're outside.
Yeah, basically, that's it. But the coolest thing of all about doing the show, it got dark around 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So the one place I wanted to go at the end of the show, because it was close to Midway Airport, was my neighborhood. So as we're passing over Comiskey Park, I said, we're going to be heading towards 79th and Pulaski. Uh-huh. That's the general, by the way, that's in that Smithsonian show about was the general a lady? That's,
It was on the afternoon show yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, he tried to make it okay that he stood up Katie Couric.
If you would, please grab a flashlight and run outside and aim it at us so I can measure our audience. It was amazing.
Oh, man. That's
thousands of these little pinpricks of light, you know.
That's really
It was
cool.
The wildest thing. And I flew over to my dad's house and leaned out and yelled down to him.
That's nice.
That's nice. I don't have any any Zeppelin or blimp stories to tell. I wish. Or balloons.
Have you ever been in one, though?
No.
Oh, man. If they ever come back.
Yeah.
And this is years ago. I think I have the video of it here on my laptop, but it was years ago.
It really is
I'm
cool.
fascinated by that.
It's one of the safest feeling flying experiences you can ever have.
Well, it used to be a luxury thing going across the Atlantic.
Definitely. And it's amazing. If you get a chance, if you want to watch a bigger lip-diddling old movie, watch George C. Scott in Hindenburg. Uh-huh. It explores the conspiracy theory that some Nazi blew it up, or anti-Nazi blew it up.
How long ago were they doing trips over the Atlantic in a
last one was in May of 1938, because they didn't do them after that.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't sell Germany helium,
right,
which is non-flammable. Yeah. They were using hydrogen, which is highly flammable.
I'm just saying, you know, you've been up in one, I've been up in one. It's a slow ride.
I got the fly one.
Yeah, but it's a slow ride. However, they used to have to take the ocean liner over to get to America, and so this was a really
was
upper class.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and it was
food was great. Only the best wines and champagnes and
two and a half days by Zeppelin.
Hmm.
I'd booze it for 2.5 days floating over.
Look, there's the Goodyear blimp.
Give me all the champagne.
There is an event taking place a week from Saturday on the 20th of April at Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery Eye LASIK called the Spring Screening. This is a chance to go get screened for LASIK, to meet the incredibly talented team of board-certified corneal specialists, ask questions. And if you do get screened for LASIK, whether you choose to do the procedure or not, you're going to get a beautiful goodie bag, free food and drink, and they have door prizes, no purchase necessary, they'll be drawing for at 2. It's from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. that Saturday. You know, it's like a festival, except they're celebrating better vision. So get screened for free, get a goodie bag, and make yourself eligible and some nice prizes. Eat, drink, and be merry. And look forward to better vision with Montgomery Eye's Spring Screening event, Saturday the 20th, 10 a.m. to 2. If you have more questions, call them at 272-2020 or visit them online at onlinemep.com. Mm-hmm. 7:15, we got your local news, and Random Facts is next.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into Tzatziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It is quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
I've tried coffee, fiber, laxatives.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
It's good coffee. I'm going to drink it.
This is some real good coffee right there.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Sample for everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Can I get you some coffee?
I just need something to help me think straight.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
At 7:19, just before Random Facts, Brian is on the line. Brian, good morning.
Morning. How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. I just thought it was interesting y'all were talking about the blimps and everything.
Yes.
And I wanted a little tidbit that if you are a movie fan, if you watch Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade,
right,
that actually shows what that it looks like back in 1930.
No ticket. Yeah.
No ticket. That's right.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was quite spacious inside.
It looked like it.
Didn't it?
Would never imagine it would ever be that big for the blimp. I know could probably lift.
The Hindenburg was over 800 feet long. Think about that. That's three football fields.
Yeah,
that is true.
The cabin was huge. Like there was a man playing piano, and yeah,
they even had a smoker's room with all that flammable gas in it.
That
and,
is concerning.
And a good tip in for the fact that you know, like you said, it would take 2 days to make that trip, so they would have to have cabin space for them to be able to sleep,
right?
As well, so
yes,
that is a. I just thought that was a nice little tidbit to add in that if anyone wanted to know what it actually looked like, to just watch that movie and it would give you kind of an idea.
Yeah.
The conspiracy plot in the Hindenburg movie made in 1975 with George Scott is interesting. One of many that surfaced.
I need to see that.
Conspiracy theories are nothing new. They go back a long, long way. Thanks so much for the call, Brian.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great morning.
You too.
And here we are in the Hindenburg heading to Lakehurst, New Jersey. I think I'll light up before we... That could have been maybe a reckless smoke.
How about a moment in your career that everybody will know you for years to go to come? The WLS guy.
I interviewed him.
Yeah,
Herb Morrison. Yeah, that was quite an experience.
It was going to be a routine, kind of a routine broadcast.
Yeah, it was, but it was big news when you know something that big would land.
Mm-hmm.
in the United States. 7:21. Random Facts is less than 90 seconds away.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 9th, 1929, the world welcomed little baby Hugh Hefner.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's a playboy. I'm only going to read it for the articles.
Hugh Hefner, a star is born.
And now, here's the lovable boob who does.
Sorry.
That's good.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
No, that was good. That was fantastic. I'm totally down for that. That was fine.
That's what a good teammate does. They have a good sense of humor about themselves.
Oh, that was funny.
Teammate.
Did you know, Cat Fact opening this up?
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Cat Fact. Yay.
Cats kill an estimated 1.3 to 3.7, which is a wide gap, billion birds.
They have to defend the home.
Well, some birds can get away.
They also kill 6.3, here's another wide gap, to 22.3 billion mammals annually and have been linked to the decline and extinction of at least 33 endemic species on islands throughout the world.
What about the little lizards that they bring to the door?
Well, they bring other things to the door.
I had a cat.
Little mouse.
I tell you a story. You got time?
Sure.
I made chop suey. I invited my friend Kathleen over to my patio for a nice chop suey lunch. Uh-huh. I had been reading the paper outside. So food is on the table. I pick the paper up off the patio floor, and half a snake falls into my lap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I almost launched myself through the roof of the patio, and I did scream like a girl. You just don't expect...
The Spanish Inquisition. Right.
The Herald was not offering a free half a snake with the paper.
Right.
So... And now it's like the squirrel episode in Moment in Vacation. Like this. Yeah. I got a 2-foot hot dog tongue.
Oh, God.
So I go and grab him because he's there, and I toss him into the grass, and he does the, even though he was like in half, he was still doing this serpentine lurch.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
I don't like snakes.
And a cat did that? A cat? Must have
my
brought
cat Geisha, it was my little reward, and tucked it into the newspaper for good measure.
Thank you.
Here
kitty.
You go.
Hey, they're defending the
geesh,
home.
Geesh, geesh, geesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that breakfast was not regarded as the most important meal of the day?
But it is.
Until an aggressive marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Right. By General Mills in 1944.
Then it became a fact.
You know. They would hand out leaflets to grocery store shoppers urging them to eat breakfast, while similar ads would play on the radio talking about it being the most important meal of the day. Yeah, completely fabricated, made up.
Mm.
But it is the most important meal of
Why?
The day.
Why? That's the question that follows.
There's
that.
Studies that have shown...
Those studies are all marketing. It's all marketing. It's all some copy.
I saw a study about studies. It said most of them.
But
there have been studies done that show the effect of not having breakfast versus having breakfast in school children and how it affects their day.
I got
and
you.
And how they learn.
I just think, though, and I think...
Hashtag facts.
Breakfast is important, but I think you can find a study to support anything you want to support.
Find me the study that supports bottomless champagne brunches, and I'm behind that. 10,012%.
You pay people enough, they'll find a correlation.
Oh, yeah.
They'll
find something that says, okay,
I mean,
this is how
Churchill
can...
drank all that champagne, and look at him, how good he did.
He's dead. He's dead.
He started talking like that, didn't he?
Yep.
Did you know that when the 1957 Lotus 7 was introduced, it came as a self-assembly kit to avoid car taxation of the day?
Really?
Yeah. As the tax rebate didn't apply to kits that came with an assembly manual, Lotus bundled their cars with a disassembly manual, and the consumer was supposed to follow it in reverse in order to put the car together.
What a project.
I like that.
Wow.
Yep.
1957 Lotus.
Did you know in the United States they used to mint a 3-cent coin here called the Trime?
The Trime?
Yeah.
I like that. That's kind of cool. Got change for a Trime?
Yeah. 3 cents for a Trime. They had a 5-cent thing. It wasn't called a nickel at the time. It was called a D-I-S-M-E. A Dismay?
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 Dismay.
Yeah. They had a 20-cent Pistarine. I'm not kidding about these. These are real things.
Pistarines, it rhymes with Listerine.
Yeah, and then they had another thing that called it. It was a $4 note, and it was called a Stella.
A Stella.
Stella.
Stella. Yeah. Did you know white tigers, Siamese cats, and other albino animals all tend to have cross-eyed. They're cross-eyed.
Like Clarence, the cross-eyed lion. Remember that one? Rich?
Yeah.
Clarence?
I do remember. Yeah.
He just popped it. Yes.
I was making
it. Like when the teacher calls on you in class.
No, about the white.
Rich is like, I'm here.
I take notes.
No, that was a show in the 60s, wasn't it? Way back.
I do remember. I just can't pin down a year for you.
Can you imagine them naming a show for a cross-eyed lion today? I'm sorry. I just can't.
The genes that cause the albino trait are also directly linked to the visual pathway abnormalities as well. So that's why they mostly are cross-eyed if they're also albino. Did you know that a guy spent months in jail? Exactly how long, I don't know, but he spent months in jail. He was completely unaware that his bail was only $2.
I forgot to tell you that.
That's what a horrible thing to realize.
I would be mad.
Yeah.
First of all, that I didn't ask, and second, that they didn't tell me.
This is how it worked out. They couldn't get an indictment on it, so they dropped his bail to $2, but they neglected to tell him that. They didn't even tell him his court date, causing him to miss the court date, which means they sent him back to jail, which he was already in, for missing his court date.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's horrible. It was horrible.
There are some really awful stories about how little, you know, quirks in the court system have kept people in jail for years.
It just makes me angry thinking about it. How you weren't supposed to be there. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Did you know during World War II, an American bomber crew bailed out of their B-17 bomber
on the moon?
And no.
Well, that was in the Weekly World News.
They bailed out, and the plane went on to safely land in a field near a British Army camp.
That's right. That was
you wouldn't have seen that on Aerial Disasters because
no, there was no
there disaster. Was no disaster on this. It landed safely.
That was a DC-3. I saw that on the Smithsonian Channel on famous planes.
I don't know why you have to say that so pointedly in my direction.
So, on your cable system...
The DC-3, or as we call it in Chicago, the DC-3.
DC-3?
So, they gave you Smithsonian, but they took away the Hitler Channel?
No, I still have the Hitler Channel.
The Hitler Channel.
I watched Hunt for Nazi Gold. It was really interesting. Yeah. There's still a train full of gold somewhere underground in Germany.
Well, there's a lot of gold...
Germany?
...hidden. There's a lot of paintings still missing. Yes. Stuff like that.
By the way, it's 7:30. It's our trip is halfway to Camp News and Views.
How exciting!
How about that?
Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished.
So what are you doing?
Because it sounded like you were about to say something else.
I have nothing important to say. If you haven't learned that in 2 years, then...
I don't know. It seems like you do, because when you get interrupted, you make a big deal out of it.
Well, that's when I do have something important to say, but I've already been... Like, the time has passed.
Okay.
Time!
Did you know before the 1980s, herpes was considered...
You mean the Volkswagen they made the movie about?
No.
It was the white tiger that was cross-eyed that they made the show about.
Herbie the cross-eyed lion.
God almighty.
Hey, kids, it's herpes. Drink your Ovaltine. Before the 1980s, herpes was considered no worse than the common cold.
Oh, you're kidding.
But a guy named Burroughs, probably Velkom is his last name here.
Why don't you let me look at that?
W-E-L-L-C-O-M-E. He was a creator of Zovirax. Zovirax.
Why do you do this to yourself?
That's a medication they advertise on the Smithsonian Channel all the time. There's always people with balloons.
It's on aerial herpes.
Food vendors. Everybody's happy, too.
He hosted an advertising campaign to create a market for the new drug that included making the social stigma that we have today about the virus.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's why nobody wants it?
They made it, yeah. The marketing campaign to sell a drug made the social stigma out of it. So,
herpes, the shingles herpes or herpes?
You know, this does not transmitted. This does not go into any kind of specificity.
Is it all encompassing herpes?
No. They're two.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, a cold sore is herpes.
Right.
You know, exactly. Herpes simplex 1 or some mishigas.
When birds get them, they're called chirpies.
Bleh.
Thank you. Bleh. If I didn't get one, I was going to...
This article says that even though 90% of people have some form of it,
okay,
the virus is heavily stigmatized, but the transition from itchy annoyance to shameful secret may not have been coincidental.
Shameful secret.
Yeah.
It's
my
secret shame.
The simplex virus, the herpes simplex virus, the public perception of the benign but irritating virus had transformed from... It itches down there into the scourge of a generation. That year, Time magazine ran a cover story titled The New Scarlet Letter.
Oh.
Which explored and reinforced the stigma surrounding herpes.
That's why Mr. Krasnowski, our gym teacher, don't forget to wash your dingleberries.
That, though the Time story can be reduced to irresponsible journalism, the narratives outlined therein are still portrayed constantly in the media. On Saturday Night Live in 2006. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there was a good... there was a good little skit made about that. Yes.
I got you.
Okay. Moving on. Did you know the longest recorded boxing match ever was 110 rounds long? It lasted 7 hours. It began around 9 p.m. on April 6th. In the year 1893, and it ended the next day well after 4 a.m. And the referee called it a draw after 110 rounds. That's horrible to walk away with a draw. Do you know?
Just realize we don't have a dog in here.
That, in those days, a round ended if somebody got knocked to the ground. So that's how those things kept going.
Yeah.
And put a time limit on it.
We've lost Bailey.
We don't have a dog in here, and... put on an all points bulletin for the dog.
An all pause bulletin.
Did you know? This is kind of, I used this and I don't really know why I used it, but it seems like a obvious thing. Raw oysters are alive when you eat them.
Oh my gosh, that's, don't, you could have left that one out.
I'm sorry. I'm
playing the part of Emily right now.
Oh, okay.
No, but honest to God, I wish you would have told me that.
Why?
Because.
Well, they're raw. You eat. I mean, you like oysters, right?
Yes, I do. Oysters in the half shells are great.
I mean, they're raw oysters. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're still alive.
Well,
I wish.
I don't think it's going to stop you from eating raw oysters again. You'll have forgotten about this fact.
It's going to take a lot more horseradish. I can tell you that.
When's the last time you had raw oysters in Jamaica? Right? Maybe.
No, it's been much more recently.
Really?
When you and Roz and I went to...
Oh, yeah, that's right,
yeah.
To eat. Oh, all right.
Hey, Bailey, I'm sorry. Did I leave you out in traffic? Oh, good to see you, Bailey. She's back now.
And finally, did you know that Smell-O-Vision was one of two competing smell movie companies?
Mm.
But one of the biggest problems with the technology was not, like, just the technology itself. It was the fact that during films using this technology, people sniffed too loudly.
Ew.
Wow.
Can you imagine being in a movie where all you hear is a bunch of
The bathroom at Studio 54.
Yeah.
That's good. That's very good.
Like they did it in the bathroom. They were doing that out in the...
they didn't bother.
Yeah, they didn't bother going to the bathroom to do that.
Just let me have something.
You are correct, sir.
Those are your random facts.
I missed one, but you I have to rescue Bailey.
You're totally fine.
Well, I... You know...
I'm not bringing it back up.
She broke protocol when she went out with you.
She did.
And I thought she had important business to attend to, but she didn't. Anyway, so...
She just wanted to... When I went downstairs for coffee earlier, she scooted downstairs with me.
This is the one you missed. I won't repeat it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I knew that. I lived on the coast. Duh.
So did I. I didn't know that.
It's affected Rich, though.
Oh, no.
My coast is bigger than yours. Quack, quack. It's...
Oh, yeah, well, my peninsula is bigger.
736, yeah. You know who's got a really wide isthmus? That's a word. Isthmus.
We should have some live oysters right now.
Yeah, that's what you order next time. Don't say raw oysters. Give me some live oysters, please.
Are they really alive?
It's 7:37 coming out of the sky. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? Traveling band Creed.
Oh, yeah. 7:47. Yeah.
Music flashback. 7:37 is the time. You guys clock us on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question while I talk about Eddie Bader. Just thinking, if Eddie is not busy...
Then Eddie has too much time to send memes. Memes.
Yeah, he sends some funny memes. But you know what? We gotta find listings for him, and we gotta find people who need to buy or rent a home and keep him busy, or I'm afraid his life could just spiral towards delinquency.
Oh, no.
We're kidding, of course. Eddie Bader is one of those people. He's like the, when it comes to real estate, he is the human sponge. He knows everything. So when you are shopping for a home, order it up like you would at a drive-thru window. Exactly what you're looking to see, the budget you got to work with, and Eddie will come back, and you won't waste time looking at places that aren't going to fit the criterion for your next home. Now, the key in selling a property is finding somebody who will hustle, who knows people who are looking for something similar to what you're trying to sell. And that's really the big difference maker with someone like Eddie. He's a hustler. And by that I mean he doesn't waste time. He likes to get going. You give him a job to do and he's on it. And you just don't want to feel like you're another listing sitting on somebody's desk. Eddie's in the process of actively marketing that listing and looking for the people that will find it to be a perfect match. Is that an Eddie?
It's an Eddie-ism. He just sent me a video of cats dancing around a disco ball.
Isn't that cute?
It's cute, but somebody put this man to work.
Yeah, and you can start that process by calling 322-0662. We're moving into that time of the year where there'll be changes at the airbase. People will be transferring from school districts and so forth. So no matter where you want to live in the River Region, what type of property you're interested in, or whatever you have to sell, call Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group, 322-0662, and keep the man busy. He needs it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's pop quiz question. $10 free shopping food out with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that a guy spent months in jail because he was unaware that his bail was only how much?
Oh, good one. Okay. Give us that number at 272-9228. First caller with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping and food out all of their three fine locations. Again, name that bail amount, 272-9228. If you're on the three-member Lady SAP channel, that's audio code 3-3-4-2-8-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- standing by right now.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. you'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Good morning. We're rolling right through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around town. We don't see a whole lot of problems for you. Things are moving along pretty well. I-65 is slowing down as you approach the downtown area out of Prattville, so watch out there. I-85 doesn't seem to have any problems this morning. If you're on the boulevards, there's a lot of traffic out there, but it's stop and go at the traffic lights. Don't forget, downtown has lots of streets closed around Madison Avenue, the area around City Hall, and the DoubleTree Hotel and the RSA Tower. School zones are still in effect, so watch out around the buses and the kids. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 741, Joe G wants to give us the winning answer on today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. What is it, Joe?
I believe it was $2.
That is correct.
Did you mention and give any effect the crime that put him behind bars?
No, I didn't have... Let me look that up. I don't know what the crime was that was there, but they couldn't indict him on it, and that's why it went about the way it did, because they didn't tell him and kept it a secret here. Let me look. This is opening. This comes from a story that was posted in 2016. He was an inmate at Rikers Island in New York City. His bail was just $2. He was initially jailed for allegedly attacking a police officer who arrested him for stealing a coat. His bail was set at $25,000, but when prosecutors failed to get an indictment, he was ordered to be released. The dollar bail remained, however, stopping his release, with his current lawyers blaming his previous attorney for the mix-up. He was charged with bail jumping after he failed to turn up in court. You can't do what you don't know. And if you're a defendant in a criminal case, you certainly have a right to reply upon the system to find out when what your next court date is. So they didn't even tell him his court date either.
He was in jail.
Right. He was shocked and dismayed and frustrated that his case was unconscionably mishandled, and there was no communication by his attorney telling him his bail was $2, which he could have made at any moment.
Wow. Sue! Litigation! Litigation!
Oh, my goodness.
How many packs of cigarettes is that?
Wait, this gets even worse. He remains in the prison. His bail was raised to $30,000 after he missed that court date.
Oh. Man. That's awful.
Wow. Where are Kim and Kanye?
What? Did he not have a public defender? I guess not.
Oh, man.
No, public defenders oftentimes are the reason these situations happen. They're so overwhelmed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Joe, congratulations, man. You get $10 to go shop at Food Outlet.
Yeah, $10 in bail. Hold on. And remember, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
However, no such reservations in saying the greatest weatherman on the planet is sitting right here with the forecast. Bruce Thomas.
Scattered showers possible. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms later on. We're looking at radar right now. Most of the rain is north of Lake Martin and up towards north of Clanton at the moment. But as the ground heats up during the day, the showers will become a little bit more numerous. Nothing severe today. High, let's say mid to upper 70s. A risk of some spotty showers tonight, low 57. Tomorrow is a nice day. A warm spring day with sunshine and a high around 84. Much of Thursday is pretty nice. Breezy, warm, high again around 84. Clouds increasing later in the day. Risk of a line of showers and storms moving into the state and moving through the area. Perhaps, let's say, anywhere from the wee hours of Friday night, Thursday morning, through the early part of the day on Friday. Friday's high 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a good bet at times on Saturday, but we continue to target Sunday, and we've been watching it and talking about it for a long time now. Potential growing for a severe weather event with all modes of severe weather, including, we can't rule out tornadoes as well. So that's the Sunday situation. Right now, this morning, calm winds, cloudy skies. It's 65 at 7:45.
All right, before we get your local news, now that the basketball, March Madness is over, there's something else that'll be drawing attention of more than just the general casual fan at 7:45, and this is it.
The Masters is back. on CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into tzatziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Makes products used in eye surgery. Wynn Resorts is talking with Australia's Crown Resorts about buying the business for about $7.1 billion. Crown operates casinos in Australia and London. Wynn Resorts has two casinos in Las Vegas, two in Macau, and is building a fifth in Massachusetts. Analysts at Wedbush are expressing optimism about Apple. They're predicting Apple shares will rise to $225. The stock closed Monday at just over $200 a share. Wedbush says Apple has been discounting iPhones in China and demand is turning around there. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Crime Victims' Rights Week in Alabama starts on April 7th. Did you know that before the organization of VOCAL, Victims of Crime and Leniency, in 1982, victims' rights in Alabama were non-existent thanks to their tireless work? 23 laws now exist. If you or someone you know is a victim, call on VOCAL to help you navigate the legal system and make sure you're aware of your rights. Call VOCAL today for more information. 800-239-3219.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've heard of Grubhub, DoorDash, and Bite Squad. Now there's the newest, most convenient food delivery service ever. Ambulance. Ambulance not only delivers high-sodium, high-fat content fast food to people who never want to leave their sofa, they wait around for the impending heart attack and take you to the hospital.
After my 4 cheeseburgers, 3 orders of fries, and 2 milkshakes, I had a massive coronary. They got me to the hospital, got me released in 2 hours. I was back home that night binge-watching Netflix with a dozen tacos.
We deliver fast food to you, and you to the hospital fast. We are an ambulance.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Caribbean. However, we will accept Caribbean.
Or how does Billy Ocean say it?
Caribbean. Caribbean. I swear.
There's also a European version of that song.
Caribbean.
A European version of what?
Caribbean Queen.
Oh.
Does it say European Queen?
It does. You can Google it. It's real.
Does Billy Ocean do it?
Yes, he does.
That would be, wouldn't that be a culturally interesting thing to do?
Is that like Horton redoing the Battle of New Orleans? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was treason.
That was just treasonous.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
You guys got real upset about that.
Well, forever, they didn't know I didn't know it existed, but they, you know.
Well, come on, man. That was.
They had no idea it existed. They'd been in radio for a long time, had no idea there was a European, a British version
of the Battle of...
Of the Battle of New Orleans.
Hey, if one was successful, why not do it from the other point of view and make double the money? Yeah.
You know, Clint Eastwood did that with... was it Flags of Our Fathers, I think? He did Flags of Our Fathers about Iwo Jima, but then he did Letters from Iwo Jima, I think. Which was not necessarily a reverse telling of that.
Uh-huh.
But it was more, one was focused obviously on the American side of that, and the other was focused on the Japanese side of that.
Huh.
Well, not with any kind of sentiment or anything, but just sort of...
Cinnamon.
Sentiment, I meant, is what I said.
I knew a woman named Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Where did she dance?
Grammy, yeah. School of Broadcasting.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's a good one.
That was her stage name.
You guys.
Cinnamon.
I got no props yesterday for correctly predicting Keith Urban would win AMC Entertainer of the Year on television.
Who? Did we need to praise you for that? I didn't know.
I thought somebody would notice. I didn't. Nobody.
You told us.
I never saw the thing on TV. I never saw the segment that you did with Tim. I was watching wrestling all weekend.
What did I do? Oh, I was working.
Dog owners happier than cat owners?
Probably.
What if you own both cats and dogs? Are you the happiest of them all? I think so.
Well, there was another one of those surveys done.
Our survey said...
The General Social Survey, which tracks social changes and trends. Pet survey determined roughly 6 out of every 10 American households have at least one pet. In those households, over a third of dog-only owners describe themselves as very happy, while only 18% of cat owners say they are very happy. Huh. Even people who don't own pets come out ahead of cat owners with 32%.
It's not true.
So I'm just giving you
a study.
Didn't y'all just say earlier that you can manipulate those things to make them say whatever you want? Like,
of course.
It's okay for me to drink champagne?
You can find a study.
About the workday?
Here's the question, or to answer your question. Having both types of pets, a cat and a dog, or multiples, appears to cancel each other out happiness-wise.
That's a load of crap, and let me tell you why.
Did you say cancel each other?
Cancel.
So, as you know, mm-hmm. Loretta and Irene, Loretta doesn't care about the dogs. She can't be bothered, but Irene always tries to pick a fight. Right. She inserts herself into situations that she has no business being in.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Shut up.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming.
You're cruising for
I just heard the 755 pull into the station. There he was. That's Jay.
May I continue?
Yes, continue.
Sure.
Anywho.
Continue, counselor.
So now when the cats come in, or when the dogs come in at night to go to their little kennel. I hate calling it a kennel. It's more like a little apartment. We made it real nice in there for them. To go to sleep, Irene, instead of running off and hissing while she does that, she will sit at the door, like underneath the kitchen door frame, and watch them as they parade into their kennel. Because they know to come right in and go right in there. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And she used to be a real snooty snoot about it. But now they just go in and she sits there like she's granting them permission to come inside the house. I am okay with these dogs being here. Are they friends? No. But does she let them come inside? Yes.
All right. I got you.
We have no conundrum that we like.
No, correct? That's not good.
I've got it here. I got last week's.
Because we could do that or we could do the baloney game with one listener next hour.
This is last
week. Why don't we just do that so Jay doesn't have to keep it up with it?
I'll take a look at that. I'll make an executive decision on behalf of the team.
I like how you let us think that we have a choice, but ultimately it's your choice.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
John M. has a traffic blurb for us.
Yeah, big surprise. 65 southbound in between Diesel and Prattville exit. Got a three-car pileup in the far left lane.
Oh, no.
Got traffic backed up all the way back up past Cosford Road.
Mm. Yes. That's northbound?
Southbound.
Southbound. Okay. All right, we appreciate the heads up in that. We'll get that down to the traffic donjon quickly. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks. All right, we always appreciate it when you do give us a heads up on something that the police may not even be on the way to yet, so thank you. 3 minutes before the top of the hour, for those of you who own a business or a large property, residential, commercial, or your own home, and you would like it maintained by the very best, this is one very important piece of information. I can guarantee you a great outcome and a very fair price from J&S Professional Lawn Service. What you need to know is when you call to ask for an estimate, leave a message on their voicemail, because one reason they can give you a better price is they don't keep an office. So that keeps their overhead low and they can get back to you in due time quickly, you know, usually within 24 hours, so they can set up an estimate for the property you're interested in having them maintain. That's John and Melissa Cato, two terrific people. J&S Professional Lawn, 202-8760, as we close in on Fox News at 8.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling closer to the 8 o'clock hour, and we have an accident for you. It is on the entrance ramp to I-85 northbound from 65 north, so if you're headed into the downtown area from 65, be careful. We also see our usual delay at I-65 and the river bridges if you're headed in from Prattville, so watch out there as well. Downtown traffic's pretty jacked up. There's a movie being filmed in the downtown area, and portions of Madison Avenue are closed, so be careful in the downtown area and give yourself a little extra time. Around the boulevard, everything is rolling pretty well. We have a big crowd around the Troy Highway, also at I-85 and the Boulevard. Be careful, school zones are in effect. Speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm.